Good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 18th of February 2013. And being the middle of the month, we're going to have a look at global markets and economies today. First 2 weeks of February, we've really been quite quiet on the markets after fairly strong rises in November and December and January. Across in the US, we're now almost at the end of the fourth quarter earnings season, and earnings in the main have beaten expectations, which tends to be generally the case, I'm afraid, although the expectations are quite low. But other indicators do point towards further but moderate growth in the US. Indicators were quite mixed, actually, in February, with some that have formed very strongly in December and January easing back, and that's really, once again, not a surprise. Nothing happens in a straight line in the world of economics. Markets in the US have edged forward in February, edged being the operative word, and led in the main by smaller caps. Across in Europe, we saw a lot of economic data come out of Europe last week, none of it particularly good, and earnings reports from Europe were also quite mixed. As we heard, fourth quarter GDP in Europe contracted at its fastest rate since 2009. Output shrank in Germany and France. And for the Eurozone as a whole, growth has now contracted for five consecutive quarters. So not looking too good there at the moment in Europe. Across in the UK, retail figures were released for December, and those also were pretty uninspiring. Across in Asia and Pacific, once again, news from Japan is not particularly good. Fourth quarter GDP figures were released, and those have been expected to show something reasonably positive. But the first indications were that Japanese growth in fourth quarter actually contracted marginally. Over in China, we saw releases of the purchasing managers' indices, and those are quite positive, indicating that China is beginning to return to growth. At the same time, the People's Bank of China has indicated it's got real concerns over inflation and intends to take measures to prevent rising inflation in the face of surging capital inflows and labour shortages. Looking at some of the other indicators, oil seems to have stabilised after 2 months of strong gains, with little change in oil prices in February so far. Bonds, little changed, but yields tending up as risk appetite continues to increase, although the movements haven't been huge. Currency markets were being to the fore in February. In February, the dollar has risen against all major currencies, including the yen, and this seems to have stabilised after its recent few-month slump. And that was partly halted by a very unusual statement from the G7 last week, expressing concern at the continuing fall in the value of the yen. However, Japan is intent on purging deflation from its economy, and so I think we can expect further yen weakness over the coming months. Looking across at the markets in February so far, generally quiet, although Japan is up 2%, Far East up 0.5%, Europe down 0.5%, UK up 2%, quite strong now, US up 0.5%, oil unchanged at $96 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. Gold down 4%. Now standing at $1,608. The bottom line, markets seem to be slightly in pause mode at the moment after the strong gains over the last couple of months. And I would expect that might well continue for a while till people see which way things are really going. Forthcoming market moving events, look out for new appointments at the Bank of Japan in the coming weeks, and tensions over its independence and its impact on the yen. We see quite a lot of data released Thursday, including flash purchasing managers' indices, and those will be studied closely by investors given recent bad news on GDP. That's it for me. Remember, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been taken beforehand. That's it for me. Have a very good week and speak to you again next week.